The Australian My Aged Care system can be difficult to navigate at times for people over the age of 65. Today I'm joined by Mr. Guy Burns, who's a public health expert, and he's here to introduce to us a series of podcasts describing the My Aged Care system in Australia and how it can be of benefit to you. Welcome to another My Active Attitude podcast. I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington, and if you're looking for support to be more physically active, we're here to help. If you want the latest information on exercise and successful aging, you've come to the right place. And don't forget, if you enjoy this podcast, visit us at our website at myactiveattitude.com. And join us on our mailing list for all the latest information on living a healthy and active lifestyle.
Thank you, Dr. Sharon. I'm very glad to be here. The series I've put together, it will be made up of three episodes. So episode one will be, what is My Aged Care? Then the other two episodes will be, how do I access My Aged Care? And the third episode is about alternatives to using My Aged Care. So the aim is to inform you as much as possible so that you can get the most out of the service or whatever you need. So today we're going to be looking at what is My Aged Care. So in this episode, I will cover what My Aged Care means and also how the hospital fits into aged care services. So the first most confusing part of My Aged Care is that it's actually made up of different things that are all called My Aged Care. So My Aged Care can refer to the actual overall aged care system that's been running since 2015. It can refer to the My Aged Care website, and it can also refer to the My Aged Care call center. So I'll try to cover all of them. And like I said, the confusing part is that they're all called the same thing. So please bear with me as much as you can. So I'll start off quickly with the My Aged Care system. So the overall system called My Aged Care is an Australian aged care system that was implemented from 2015 to change the way aged care services are accessed and funded. From this time, all aged care would be similar no matter which state you live in. Previously, each state ran their own aged care services. Now it's all been controlled by a centralized system and funded directly from the Commonwealth government. So it doesn't matter which state you're in, the services are very similar, the costs are very similar, and the way to access it is very similar. So the government implemented a series of reforms in 2015 to change the way aged care services are funded. Now the focus is on what's known as client-directed care. There is now more choice about how you get help, but also more assessment to ensure you need the care you're requesting. So why this is important is because all types of aged care services are now managed under the My Aged Care system. The main types are in-home care, home care packages, and residential care. If you need aged care services, you will need to go through the various steps to ensure you access the right support to remain as healthy as possible. In terms of eligibility, the main eligibility is you need to be over the age of 65 to access any aged care services, or over the age of 50 if you're of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander descent. Some services also depend whether you live in your own home or whether you live in a residential setting. So there are some differences to that. So that's the basics of what the My Aged Care system is about. The My Aged Care website is also called My Aged Care, which is a little bit confusing. But this is a new website developed by the government, which aims to inform you about how to access services. And it also explains the process you have to go through, including screening, assessment, choosing services or care option, review and assessments. And I'll go through more detail about this process in episode two. But everyone has to go through these steps to access care, regardless of your situation. Also on the website is an option called the Service Locator. So it's a section or a page on the website where you can type in your postcode and you can see what services are available and who provides them. So you can choose which service provider delivers certain services. the idea with this is that you get more choice because you can phone around. If you know the types of services you'll be needing, you can phone around and get some, you can compare the quality and the prices and the flexibility that each provider will offer. On this service location, it'll also show if any cultural or special needs provisions are included in the service. So some services will provide a certain type of service. Let's say it's domestic assistance or personal care. But some organizations may deliver it in a more culturally specific way. So there may be have staff that are trained or are from Aboriginal backgrounds, or maybe a cultural background like Greek or Italian or so on. So this will also be noticed on the website. The website is also a good resource to look at now while you are still in good health and plan ahead for any eventualities. So, for example, right now before you need My Aged Care, you can start looking up the main service providers and organizations in your area. You can also get reviews and ask around to find out who will provide the best services. The important thing is because some services are hard to get in a hurry or when you need them desperately. For example, respite care is a very common example. If your son or daughter are going away for a holiday in a few months' time and you think they or you might think you need a bit of support, then you need to look now, not the week before they go away. I've experienced in previous roles many people having to pay expensive private services because they've left this kind of need to the last day. So always plan ahead is going to be the first takeaway, hopefully. So getting the best part of the website right now is to go to that service locator, look at your local area and see what's available so that if you do need that kind of service in the future, you know where to go. That's a little quick rundown of the website. The call center is the next part of My Aged Care. This is most people's first contact with My Aged Care, which is where you have to phone the My Aged Care phone number, and we'll be putting all of these details on the website, the website addresses and the phone numbers. The aim of the call center is to provide information about aged care options. So you can phone in and ask certain questions about the different aged care services, and the operator will do their best to answer your questions. It's also meant to provide independent advice and assessment of your needs. If you need care now, when you call the call center, they will conduct a process called screening. They may say, I will screen you now, or they might start asking questions about your health and mobility. This is a bit of an indicator that they're screening you to see if you're eligible services or potentially need services. So this is the first line of assessment, and it's to determine if you need some support. So if you think you need help now, here's a little tip. Have a think about before the phone call why you need help. At the time when someone's asking you some very difficult questions, you might get a bit flustered or get a bit confused. But if you think about before the phone call what you need or what you're having trouble with, you'll be a bit better prepared for the questions. And the important thing is to be honest about what your needs are, because there will be a follow-up assessment, and if those two assessments are too different, then it's going to lead to problems. So my tip is to prepare before the time by thinking about what you need, and then when you answer honestly, because this isn't your one and only chance to be assessed. So just do your best you can. If you complete the screening and the call center operator sees that you have a need to be assessed further, you'll be followed up with an in-person assessment. So this will be in your own home, and you'll be followed up by either what's known as the Regional Assessment Service or the Aged Care Assessment Team. So the Regional Assessment Service will assess you for entry-level or non-clinical services, or the Aged Care Assessment Team will assess you for the home care packages, the clinical services, or if you need to go into residential care. When you do phone the call center, you can ask someone to phone on your behalf and appoint them as a representative if you do not want to or cannot speak on the phone, which can be a family or friend. And if you want a professional to represent you, like an advocate or service provider, you need to apply for that. So always plan ahead if you need to do that. The important thing with the call center too is to, like I've said before and I've repeated before, is to plan ahead. So think about what you need to say before you call. It can be quite a long phone call, anywhere up to 30 minutes. So also make sure that you have the time to actually sit down and go through everything that happens on the phone. The last section of My Aged Care is I'm just going to talk a little bit about the hospital, how the hospital fits into My Aged Care. So there's a lot of services that happen from the hospital. Well, inside the hospital, you go to emergency or you have surgery or so on. Or you might be admitted to a ward if you have a fall. And the question is, well, how does the hospital fit into this system? The important thing to realize is that hospital services are separate to My Aged Care services. So if you go to the hospital and you get treatment, or they put in some services in your home, they're separate to the My Aged Care system. And the important thing too is if you have an emergency, is to still call 000, because My Aged Care does not replace the hospital. It's a completely separate system. All right, so any emergencies, 000, go to the hospital, go to your doctor. And when you're in the hospital, if you get discharged, some hospitals will provide transition care or like a very time-limited discharge type care. Again, that's separate, and it usually needs to be followed up by aged care services. And sometimes the hospital will do that for you, but sometimes you need to organize that yourself, or your family and friends need to do that. So if you are in hospital and you're being discharged and you need services beyond what the hospital is providing, the big takeaway is to get some very clear answers from the discharge team or the discharge planner about, have they set up aged care services for you, or do you need to do that yourself? What I've covered today is what My Aged Care means, and hopefully you've built an understanding of the overall system and how the website and call center fits into it. In my next webinar, I will discuss different ways you can access My Aged Care to make it a bit easier for you.
I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. You can find more information on today's topic and extra resources to help you live an active lifestyle on our website, myactiveattitude.com. And subscribe to our email list, and we'll send you the latest content and resources straight to your inbox.